It's the one day every year when fat is great. It's Fat Tuesday, and it's returning to Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Tuesday, March 5th, it's the 10th annual All-You-Can-Eat Fat Tuesday celebration. You'll enjoy Alaska snow crab legs, fresh Louisiana crawfish boil, catfish, fried shrimp, blackened chicken pasta, red beans and rice, plus Rhythm Kitchen's world-famous beignets and bread pudding, all served with salad and jambalaya. And be sure to ask about Rhythm Kitchen's Mardi Gras drink specials. Oh, and did I mention? Breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $42 per person. You don't need reservations, but seating is limited and begins at 5 p.m. Check out this amazing Fat Tuesday Mardi Gras buffet at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks is conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. Call 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now. Everybody and their brother's been talking about the testimony of Michael Cohen. We will get to Wayne Allen Root a little bit later on. But I want you to hear some of the reaction. For instance, let's go to cut three. Elijah Cummings is the chair of the House Oversight and Government Affairs Committee, which means they can investigate just about anything. They can investigate a ham sandwich if they want. But let's go to cut three because Elijah Cummings listened to about 6 hours, 7 hours of testimony, and he came away believing Michael Cohen's testimony. This is Elijah Cummings right after the hearing.
I believe he told the truth. I've been practicing law. First of all, as I said in there, I practiced law for many years. And one of the things that I did, I represented a lot of lawyers who got in trouble. And I'm used to watching witnesses. I think he's very... Something, a light bulb went off in his head, I guess. And he said, you know what, I'm going the wrong way. I want to change things. I want to reverse things. And I think he's remorseful. And a lot of people said, oh, the reason why he's coming in is because he just wants to get his sentence reduced. I think that's not likely. But the fact is, I don't want you to miss this. And he agreed with me, because I told him, if you come in here and you lie, and these were my exact words, I will nail you to the cross. And I meant that. Because we can't keep going on this lie and lie and lie. We'll never get to any kind of sense of normalcy. But to answer your question, yeah, I believe him.
Well, interesting. That is the Democrat perspective. The Republican perspective, a little bit different. Jim Jordan is the ranking member of that House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. He listened to the same testimony that Elijah Cummings did. And Jim Jordan afterwards talked about the testimony as being, and this is cut seven, by the way, the testimony as being essentially a prelude to impeachment. Here it is.
The first takeaway is Michael Cohen's delusional. He actually said in the hearing that he, Michael Cohen, is the one who launched the Trump presidential campaign because he started some website back in 2011. So again, I don't think you can trust anything he says. He actually argued, disagreed with what the Southern District of New York prosecutors said when they said in their sentencing memo that he was wanting to get a job in the White House. He says, no, I didn't. I didn't want a job in the White House. So when you're disagreeing with the prosecutors to a crime, you pled the guys who you pled guilty to a crime and saying you're the guy who launched the presidential campaign, I don't know that you can take much of what he says at any real value.
What about the specifics on the hush payments, as he called them, the 11 payments to him, the checks that he brought and set into the record? What was your take on that?
Well, first of all, remember, Brett, there was no new evidence here, because if there was any new evidence, the prosecutors wouldn't have allowed it to be heard in an open set. They would be part of an ongoing investigation. So there was nothing new here. And Michael Cohen can't have it every way he wants. On one hand, he said, it was my dream job. I was the president's personal lawyer. And then on the other hand, he says, but I wasn't getting any payments in the form of a retainer over the time period that I was actually his personal lawyer. So, again, I don't think you can believe much of what this guy says. What I do think was going on today is I think this was the first step in the Democrats' crazy impeachment plans. Understand this, Brett. Last week, Tom Steyer, mega donor for the Democrats, was in Jerry Nadler's district organizing a town hall meeting to persuade Mr. Nadler to go ahead and move ahead with impeachment. Two nights ago, Tom Steyer was in Baltimore in Chairman Cummings' district organizing a town hall encouraging his constituents to push Chairman Cummings to move ahead with impeachment. That's what this thing was about today, the crazy impeachment plans of the Democrats.
That is not far from the truth. And what we need, and I think what the American people are asking for, is something in the middle. I don't think the American people, when they think about it, are going to ask for impeachment. That doesn't mean you won't find polling the other way. I want you to hear from Katie Hill. We heard from her yesterday. But Katie Hill is the vice chair of the House Oversight Committee. She was on CNN with Wolf Blitzer. And she was visibly moved by the testimony of Michael Cohen. Now, again, these Democrats, they disregard the fact that he raised his hand and lied. And lied and lied again. But this was Katie Hill. This is Cut 5, by the way. Katie Hill on CNN yesterday.
Do you believe that Michael Cohen's testimony today and the documentary evidence he presented amounts to solid proof that President Trump did participate in a criminal scheme to violate campaign finance laws?
Well, I certainly think it is compelling proof. I don't think that this is the end-all be-all. I think, as Mr. Chairman mentioned, this is the start, right? This isn't the finish. This is where we have opened up a lot of doors in terms of the further investigation that needs to happen, and we'll see where it takes us. But I think that this should be disturbing to everyone who is watching, that there is so much indication that a sitting president committed this kind of a crime while he was in office. And again, you know, it's just the beginning, but it certainly is very suspicious and highly concerning.
According to Michael Cohen, Congresswoman, there are other witnesses to what he describes as this payoff scheme. Who else would you like to call to testify before your committee, and what do you want to know?
Well, the first person that comes to mind is Mr. Weisselberg and Donald Trump Jr. Those are ones that popped out for me. But again, we don't want to get in the way of the Mueller investigation or the other investigations that are happening. I think it's very important that we stay in our lanes and do not interfere. But at the same time, our committee is probably the only truly open forum through which the American people are going to be able to see this kind of testimony and see the facts in the same way that we are presented with them. So I do think that it's really important that we call as many witnesses as we can to paint the full picture of what has happened. and as the chairman said, what has happened to our democracy, which is really why I and so many of my freshman colleagues ran, is that we felt like the very foundations of our democracy were being torn down and that we had to do something drastic to fix it.
That's Katie Hill, a Democrat and the vice chair, on with Wolf Blitzer last night. By the way, a couple of pieces of news from sports. Jason Witten, according to the New York Post, is returning to the Cowboys as a player? Really? And he's going to leave the Monday Night Football booth. He never looked comfortable. He just doesn't have that it factor on TV yet. That doesn't mean he wouldn't grow into it, but he's leaving the Monday Night Football booth. Also, New York Post reporting at this hour that Robert Kraft has pled not guilty in that prostitution case down in Jupiter, Florida. I can't. So that means what? There'll be a jury trial. Can you imagine what a jury trial will look like? Dealing with sex? Ooh. Stick around. More to do. We're going to take a break. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You always can. At 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Councilman Steve Soroka ran on a promise of settling the issues regarding Badlands Golf Course, that he would work with all parties to solve the issues once and for all. That promise was empty. All he has done since his election is delay and obstruct any attempts toward a solution. Though the owners of the property are willing to meet anytime, anywhere to discuss the issue, Councilman Soroka has met with them once. Doesn't sound like someone who is working toward a solution. His refusal to resolve the matter not only leaves a huge undeveloped area in the middle of the district, but has left the taxpayers on the hook for possible endless legal bills and huge damage awards, while killing the opportunity for hundreds of jobs and millions in economic activity in the process. Enough is enough. It's time to put an end to this once and for all and recall Steve Soroka and elect someone who will solve problems and not compound them. To learn more about the issue and how you can be involved, please visit StopSoroka.com. StopSoroka.com. This ad was paid for by the committee to recall Councilman Steve Soroka.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, president and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
This is Amy Emanuel, your Republican candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 1. I was raised with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and monetary responsibility. Las Vegas wants a representative that will support small business and spur job growth, promote pedestrian safety, and tackle our chronic homeless issue. I have the integrity and necessary experience to do this job. Please support me at the polls this April 2nd. A vote for Amy Emanuel will guarantee another conservative voice on the Las Vegas City Council, paid for and authorized by Committee to Elect Amy Emanuel.
Hi, I'm Daniel Hontru, Senior Policy Analyst for Nevada Policy. When the Nevada legislature is in session, there are a lot of special interests trying to tell lawmakers how to spend your tax dollars. Lobbyists, labor unions, cronies from all industries, they're all in Carson City trying to get a piece of your hard-earned money. So, who's speaking on behalf of you, on behalf of taxpayers? That's why this year, Nevada Policy is on the ground in Carson City. I'm here, in the legislature, making sure that real Nevadans, taxpayers, parents, and business owners have a voice this session. It's more important than ever that we take an active role this year. That's why Nevada Policy is getting more involved and making it easier for you to get involved as well. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to track the bills we're watching and to stay up to date about how lawmakers are trying to spend your money. Be sure to visit Nevada Policy's online legislative tracker to follow the issues that matter the most at nevadapolicy.org. That's nevadapolicy.org, because someone has to speak for taxpayers this session.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 12 noon. Big show planned for you. In fact, coming up at 11 o'clock, Nathan Taylor will join us, the Nevada Republican Coalition and Taylor Consulting Group will join us in studio, no less. Kind of continuing something we talked about earlier with Mark Hutchison. How do we vet candidates? How do we fix what appears to be broken across the state of Nevada? We lost every constitutional office except Secretary of State, Barb Zagafsky. We lost a supermajority in the Assembly. We came within, 20-some-odd votes of losing a supermajority in the Senate, meaning they could have passed any tax increase they wanted. But we'll talk with a guy who has dedicated his life and much of his business to finding out what went wrong and how to bring more folks into the Republican tent for 2020. Nathan Taylor will join us at 11 o'clock. Okay. Want to go back to the audio sound bites. And Phil Mudd is a former FBI agent. He's a national security expert for CNN. And he was on yesterday, early evening, with Jeffrey Toobin and tried to make the case that Michael Cohen's credibility is not an issue in yesterday's testimony. This is cut number 8. Phil Mudd, the former FBI agent, here it is.
The most significant thing it says to me is that whatever Cohen told the committee is something that they also told, I suspect, the special counsel. Everybody who talks about Cohen lying, Mike, if he lies and the special counsel is watching that live like we did today, the special counsel is going to say that's a federal violation. The other thing I'd say in terms of looking at Cohen's veracity is his cooperation with the special counsel is there is way too much focus on whether Michael Cohen is trustworthy. Let me give you one example, $35,000 check, which I think was significant. You could talk to the accountant. He's got a plea deal. The accountant's going to say, this is why I cut the check. You can look at the financial records of Michael Cohen and say, are there records of $35,000 checks? You can ask Stormy Daniels, when did you get checks and do they correspond with when Michael Cohen got checks? So forget about whether he's truthful or not. Is there verifying information? I suspect there is.
He said the check was FedEx to me. Let's see the FedEx records. I mean, real investigators do that kind of work. And there is lots of surrounding evidence that if you were going to research this, you could get.
Okay, that's Jeffrey Toobin along with Phil Mudd on CNN. There was an issue that came up. A lot of Republicans on the House Oversight Committee, They questioned the veracity of Michael Cohen, the truthfulness, the credibility. But they never really defended the president. Jim Jordan is the ranking member on that committee. He was on with Brett Baer. Let's go to Cut 6. Because Cut 6 says a lot about what the rank and file in the Republican caucus of what they're thinking. This was Jim Jordan last night with Brett Baer on Special Report, why the GOP will not defend the president.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie watched the hearing today, former Trump confidant, obviously. Here's what he had to say about the Republican questioning.
I think the interesting thing is that there hasn't been one Republican yet who's tried to defend the president on the substance. And I think that's something that should be concerning to the White House. Why are no Republicans standing up and defending the president on the substance? And that's either a failure of those Republicans on the Hill or a failure of the White House to have a unified strategy with them. They knew what was coming with Michael Cohen.
Your reaction to that?
Michael Cohen can't be trusted. The Democrats' first announced witness of this Congress is a guy who is going to prison, will be a federal inmate in 2 months for lying to Congress.
Well, he does have a point there, but I don't see anybody coming out and defending the president of the United States. Now, granted, this is the only witness who was out there out in public. But there are, there's other evidence. I mean, there are checks, personal checks written on the president's account. I mean, I'm just telling you. It just makes no sense at all. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by our friends at Real Water. Where if you want to save real money on real water, check it out at realwaterhomedelivery.com. They will bring it right to your front door. It's so easy to do. Go to realwaterhomedelivery.com. That's realwaterhomedelivery.com. That great tasting water. And they'll save you tons of dough. And most importantly, they'll bring it right to your front door. I just had a delivery. Anthony delivered last, I think, Thursday. It was great. Try it. RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. That's RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. Coming up, more reaction to Michael Cohen. I mean, some of this stuff just makes no sense at all. Also, should an ISIS bride be allowed back in this country? A Democrat who says yes. Well, yes, but. Doug Jones, senator from Alabama, a Democrat, was on with Neil Cavuto. We'll let you hear what he had to say coming up in just a few minutes. Top of the hour, Nathan Taylor. The Nevada Republican Coalition trying to bring disparate groups across the state together under one tent. We'll talk about that and more coming up. That's top of the hour right here on Live and Local Now. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today, even right now. Check it out right now. 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Okay. Everybody's still talking about it. It's weird. The president is returning home from the summit with Kim Jong-un, apparently empty-handed. And everybody and their brother wants to talk about Michael Cohen and his testimony. And Elijah Cummings is chair of the House Oversight and Government Affairs Committee. He looks ahead
at the investigation of the president. Where are we in that investigation? This is Elijah Cummings.
The question becomes, you know, where do we go from here? Well, we're going to study our testimony and figure out what we got there. We've got transcribed interviews of some people that we're going to be looking at. We have not gotten the kind of cooperation that I would want from White House counsel with regard to documents that we need. But again, we're going to follow up on this testimony. And if you ask me exactly where we're going, I can't tell you exactly the areas we'll go in. But we will do things in a very methodical way, a very careful way. Because the thing that I emphasize to the members of our committee is that we must be a committee with integrity. I want to be effective and efficient in everything we do. And in order to be effective and efficient, one of the things you got to do is you got to reclaim civility. That's one of the things that I was trying to do in there. Two, we've got to make sure that we get information. When we have an uncooperative executive branch, basically who does not want us to get information, and then they tell all of you all, by the way, they want to suppress you all. I mean, how do you even make a government accountable? So we're going to, again, I appreciate Mr. Cohen coming in. I thought he brought a lot to the table. He described the Donald Trump that he knows, and we'll see where we go from there.
There you have it. Now, Jeffrey Toobin is the legal eagle for CNN. And let's go to cut two, because this was his instant reaction just moments after the final gavel fell. And Jeffrey Toobin's instant reaction to the Michael Cohen testimony.
50 years from now, when people are talking about the Trump presidency, part of the story will be today's hearing, I think. You had the president's, one of his closest associates, presenting credible, not dispositive, but credible evidence that the president has committed a variety of crimes. Bank fraud, insurance fraud, and especially campaign finance violations, because that check, which he presented for the first time, which we saw today, for $35,000, signed by Donald Trump while he was president of the United States, established, at least as Cohen tells the story, that Donald Trump was intimately involved in the campaign finance violation conspiracy that Cohen himself has already pleaded guilty to, involving the payment of hush money to Stormy Daniels on the eve of the 2016
election. Why that would be illegal for Donald Trump to write that $35,000 check.
Okay, Michael Cohen has pleaded guilty to funneling money to silence Stormy Daniels about her supposed relationship with Donald Trump on the eve of the election. What he admitted to when he pleaded guilty was that I was spending this money to help Donald Trump get elected president. There are rules about spending money and in a campaign, and I violated those rules. If Donald Trump knowingly participated in planning the payment and then reimbursing Cohen for the payment, that's a crime. And that's the crime that Cohen said that Trump committed.
Can I be honest with you? I'm not an attorney. And we had a full hour with somebody that is an attorney, Mark Hutchison, from Hutchison Stephan. But I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not sure that I see a crime here. If Trump reimbursed him out of his own funds, that doesn't make it a campaign finance deal. And by the way, if it's a campaign finance deal, isn't that usually like a fine, like a $100,000 fine or $1 million fine, which would come out of the coffers of the reelect campaign? I'm going to be really honest with you. I think we're headed down a rat hole where a lot of this evidence is going to go, but it's never going to see the light of day in a court of law. Now, you know, we've talked a lot about impeachment, and Jim Jordan said as much yesterday that all of this Michael Cohen stuff was just a prelude to impeachment. I mean, that's all it is. And impeachment is a political act. It's not a criminal deal. And in essence, impeachment is what the House or the Senate make it out to be. People have asked me before, what are high crimes and misdemeanors? I don't know. It is whatever the House of Representatives and then ultimately the Senate. It's whatever the House or the Senate would deem high crimes and misdemeanors. There is no definition. Now, here is Elijah Cummings, because this is important. This is cut three. This is Elijah Cummings right after the testimony of Michael Cohen. This is cut number three. And he believes, Elijah Cummings actually believes, a guy that is a convicted liar, Michael Cohen. Listen to this.
I believe he told the truth. I've been practicing law. First of all, as I said in there, I practiced law for many years. And one of the things that I did, I represented a lot of lawyers who got in trouble. And I'm used to watching witnesses. I think a light bulb went off in his head, I guess. And he said, you know what, I'm going the wrong way. I want to change things. I want to reverse things. And I think he's remorseful. And a lot of people said, oh, the reason why he's coming in is because he just wants to get his sentence reduced. I think that's not likely. But the fact is, I don't want you to miss this. And he agreed with me, and because I told him, if you come in here and you lie, and these were my exact words, I will nail you to the cross. And I meant that. Because we can't keep going on this lie and lie and lie. We'll never get to any kind of sense of normalcy. But to answer your question, yeah, I believe him.
Elijah Cummings believes Michael Cohen's testimony. And this is what I don't understand. If the roles were reversed, Elijah Cummings would be the first person as a practicing attorney with all of that experience. He'd be the first one to say, "How, you know, is he lying this time or did he lie last time?" Well, he's admitted that he lied last time. And the only reason he admitted it was that he got caught. That's the only reason he admitted it. Stick around. More vintage Elijah Cummings. Elijah Cummings, by the way, is the chair of the House Oversight Committee. And I'll let you hear his closing remarks before he gaveled the hearing closed. Some fascinating stuff. We'll do that after the break, though. Okay. And again, this is a lawyer who's watching a lawyer who's been disbarred. As of today, he is disbarred. We'll talk about that and more coming up live and local now.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casal, at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live and local now. I don't know how many of you watched. I watched a bunch of the hearings last night. It wasn't as long as the, 9 or 10 hours of the previous day. But it was, 7 until 2 our time. So probably 7:30 until 2 o'clock. So it's fairly lengthy. But I want you to hear Elijah Cummings, the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Affairs Committee, and his closing remarks, including a message aimed directly at Michael Cohen.
I want to, first of all, thank you. I know that this has been hard. I know that you face a lot. I know that you are worried about your family. But this is a part of your destiny. And hopefully, this portion of your destiny will lead to a better Michael Cohen, a better Donald Trump, a better United States of America, and a better world. And I mean that from the depths of my heart. When we're dancing with the angels, the question will be asked, in 2019, what did we do to make sure we kept our democracy intact? Did we stand on the sidelines and say nothing? Did we play games? And I'm tired of these statements saying, people come in here and say, oh, this is the first hearing. It is not the first hearing. The first hearing was with regard to prescription drugs. Remember, a little girl, a lady sat there, Miss Wortham, her daughter, died because she could not get $333 a month in insulin. That was our first hearing. Second hearing, H.R. 1, voting rights, corruption in government. Come on now. We can do more than one thing. And we have got to get back to normal. With that, this meeting is adjourned.
And a nice applause line at the end. Always, always good. That was Elijah Cummings with not only a message to Michael Cohen, but a message, I guess, to the rest of us. What is this all about? I'm going to be honest with you. I agree with Jim Jordan. This is all about impeachment. Now, it is interesting. In fact, I want you to hear from Jim Jordan. Because, in fact, this is cut 7. This is Jim Jordan, the congressman from Ohio. He's the ranking member on this committee. Sat through all of the testimony, argued with the chairman. But Michael Cohen and the hours and hours of testimony, according to Jim Jordan, was just a prelude, just kind of a platform for demanding impeachment of the president.
The first takeaway is Michael Cohen's delusional. He actually said in the hearing that he, Michael Cohen, is the one who launched the Trump presidential campaign because he started some website back in 2011. So again, I don't think you can trust anything he says. He actually disagreed with what the Southern District of New York prosecutors said when they said in their sentencing memo that he was wanting to get a job in the White House. He says, no, I didn't. I didn't want a job in the White House. So when you're disagreeing with the prosecutors to a crime, you pled the guys who you pled guilty to a crime and saying you're the guy who launched the presidential campaign, I don't know that you can take much of what he says at any real value.
What about the specifics on the hush payments, as he called them, the 11 payments to him, the checks that he brought and set into the record? What was your take on that?
Well, first of all, remember, Brett, there was no new evidence here because if there was any new evidence, the prosecutors wouldn't have allowed it to be heard in an open set. They would be part of an ongoing investigation. So there was nothing new here. And Michael Cohen can't have it every way he wants. On one hand, he said, it was my dream job. I was the president's personal lawyer. And then on the other hand, he says, but I wasn't getting any payments in the form of a retainer over the time period that I was actually his personal lawyer. So, again, I don't think you can believe much of what this guy says. What I do think was going on today is I think this was the first step in the Democrats' crazy impeachment plans. Understand this, Brett. Last week, Tom Steyer, mega donor for the Democrats, was in Jerry Nadler's district organizing a town hall meeting to persuade Mr. Nadler to go ahead and move ahead with impeachment. Two nights ago, Tom Steyer was in Baltimore in Chairman Cummings' district organizing a town hall encouraging his constituents to push Chairman Cummings to move ahead with impeachment. That's what this thing was about today, the crazy impeachment plans of the Democrats.
Nancy Pelosi is still not in favor of impeachment. At least that's what she's saying publicly. Now the question is, with Tom Steyer out there, he's got a group called Need to Impeach. Dot I don't know, org, probably. And you can see all the progressive rhetoric and all the impeachment rhetoric. What they're trying to do is pressure key Democrats to speed up the process to get us to impeachment. Do they have the vote for impeachment? I'm not even sure, to be honest with you. I'm willing to bet they won't get a lot of Republicans. And I'm not sure they'll even get all of the Democrats. What about Democrats who have to run in less than 2 years in a district which is a Trump district? A lot of those people probably will not vote for impeachment. I guess my question is, if this is just, if what we've seen over the last day, we're into the third day now, this one behind closed doors, this would be the House Intelligence Committee. As we move into this period where we're talking more with Michael Cohen. And by the way, Michael Cohen soon will be in jail, never to be heard from again, maybe. I don't know. But he's going to do 3 years in the slammer unless he invokes what is called Rule 35. In the federal judicial system, Rule 35 allows you to go back to the judge and ask for a lighter sentence. I don't know if that'll work for Michael Cohen. By the way, I am very excited. I always love it when he's in. Nathan Taylor will join us from Taylor Consulting Group. If you are starting a business and you're looking at this mountain of regulations that's out there, even here in the state of Nevada. Now those of you in the state of the People's Republic of California, you know all about regulation and taxes. You know all about that. But here in Nevada, We don't know quite as much about it. He is also with the Nevada Republican Coalition. They are looking for the same answers that we've been looking for on this program. What happened in the midterms and how do we fix what's broken? We'll get to that coming up. Live and local now.
Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one buys the dust. Hey, hey, we're gonna get you too. Another one buys the dust.
One day every year when fat is great. It's Fat Tuesday, and it's returning to Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Tuesday, March 5th, it's the 10th annual All-You-Can-Eat Fat Tuesday celebration. You'll enjoy Alaska snow crab legs, fresh Louisiana crawfish boil, catfish, fried shrimp, blackened chicken pasta, red beans and rice, plus Rhythm Kitchen's world-famous beignets and bread pudding, all served with salad and jambalaya. And be sure to ask about Rhythm Kitchen's Mardi Gras drink specials. Oh, and did I mention? Breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $42 per person. You don't need reservations, but seating is limited and begins at 5 p.m. Check out this amazing Fat Tuesday Mardi Gras buffet at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks is conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. Call 702-767-8438.